Jeremiah chapter 27. In the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim the son of Josiah king of Judah, came this word to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Thus saith the Lord to me, Make for thee bronze and yokes, and put them upon thy neck, and send them to the king of Edom, and to the king of Moab, and to the king of the Ammonites, and to the king of Tyre, and to the king of Zidon, by the hand of the messengers who come to Jerusalem to Zedekiah king of Judah. And command them to say to their masters, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Thus shall ye say to your masters, I have made the earth, the man and the beast that are upon the ground, by my great power and by my outstretched arm, and have given it to whom it seemed meet to me. And now have I given all these lands into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar the king of Babylon, my servant, and the beasts of the field have I given him also to serve him, and all nations shall serve him. And his son, and his son's son, until the very time of his land shall come, and then many nations and great kings shall bring him into subjection, and it shall come to pass, that the nation and kingdom which will not serve the same Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and that will not put their neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon, that nation will I punish, saith the Lord, with a sword, and with a famine, and with a pestilence, until I have consumed them by his hand. Therefore hearken ye not to your prophets, nor to your diviners, nor to your dreamers, nor to your enchanters, nor to your sorcerers, who speak to you, saying, Ye shall not serve the king of Babylon, for they prophesied a lie to you, to remove you far from your land, and that I should drive you out, and ye should perish. But the nations that bring their neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon, and serve him, those will I let remain still in their own land. Saith the Lord, and they shall till it, and dwell in it. I spoke also to Zedekiah king of Judah according to all these words, saying, Bring your necks under the yoke of the king of Babylon, and serve him and his people, and live. Why will ye die, thou and thy people, by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence, as the Lord hath spoken against the nation that will not serve the king of Babylon? Therefore hearken not to the words of the prophets that speak to you, saying, Ye shall not serve the king of Babylon, for they prophesied a lie to you, for I have not sent them, saith the Lord, yet they prophesied a lie in my name, that I might drive you out, and that ye might perish, ye, and the prophets that prophesy to you. Also I spoke to the priests and to all this people, saying, Thus saith the Lord, hearken not to the words of your prophets, that prophesy to you, saying, Behold, the vessels of the Lord's house shall now shortly be brought again from Babylon, for they prophesied a lie to you. Hearken not to them. Serve the king of Babylon, and live. Why should this city be laid waste? But if they are prophets, and if the word of the Lord is with them, let them now make intercession to the Lord of hosts, that the vessels which are left in the house of the Lord, and in the house of the king of Judah, and at Jerusalem, go not to Babylon, for thus saith the Lord of hosts concerning the pillars, and concerning the sea, and concerning the vases, and concerning the residue of the vessels that remain in this city, which Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon took not, when he carried away captive Jeconiah the son of Jehoiakim king of Judah from Jerusalem to Babylon, and all the nobles of Judah and Jerusalem. Yes, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, concerning the vessels that remain in the house of the Lord, and in the house of the king of Judah and of Jerusalem, they shall be carried to Babylon, and there shall they be until the day that I visit them, saith the Lord, then will I bring them up, and restore them to this place.